the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, an accused killer has been caught in Trenton. Police had been searching for 19-year-old Trasif Bennett of Bridgeton, who they say was considered armed and dangerous. Bennett allegedly pulled up to a car and shot 20-year-old Rashahood Rhett on June 14th on Maurice Street in Millville, then fled. Rhett was taken to a hospital where he died. Bennett is charged with first-degree murder, according to the Cumberland County prosecutor. Police also found 16-year-old Elijah Cruz, who they believe was in the car with Bennett. They're also looking for 19-year-old James Henry, who they say returned gunfire at Bennett during the incident. Henry is also considered armed and dangerous. According to the White House, President Trump has a two-week timeline to decide whether to intervene in the Iran-Israel conflict. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Trump does not want to immediately escalate tensions.
The president has made it clear he always wants to pursue diplomacy. But believe me, the president is unafraid to use strength if necessary. And Iran and the entire world should know that the United States military is the strongest and most lethal fighting force in the world.
As talks continue, there have been widespread speculation on whether Trump will authorize the use of U.S. bunker-busting bombs to take out Iranian nuke facilities. The president has long maintained Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. New Jersey shoppers are finding out that some online purchases arrive with outstanding, unexpected fees under recently spiked tariffs.
A big part of the change is even low-value direct-to-consumer imports now see some level of tariff as the feds removed a previous exemption known as de minimis, which led to a flood of cheap imported goods in recent years, largely made in China. Now, extra fees applied once a package clears customs are either due at the post office or upon delivery from such companies as UPS, DHL, or FedEx. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. To promote bike safety among its youngest residents, Freehold is holding its bike safety rodeo tomorrow. It's scheduled from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Freehold Borough Municipal Building. There will be a presentation on bike safety skills and an obstacle course. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. We're having a heat wave. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So far today is living up to its expectation as one of the best weather days of the entire summer. Not as hot and not as humid as yesterday, and there's no risk of thunderstorms here. Just beautiful all around. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, staying a bit breezy. High temperatures in the seasonable lower to mid 80s. Tonight looks good too, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then also pleasant tomorrow, although warmer, highs in the upper 80s to around 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. Sunday looks hot and humidity is going to increase quite a bit through Sunday afternoon. Blazing sunshine, highs in the lower to mid 90s. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
And New Jersey weather brought to you by Route 1 Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lawrenceville. The $1 million sell-off is going on now. They are clearing out every 2023 and 2024 Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Chrysler to make room for the 2025s. Don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. Visit Route1USA.com. Right now in Andover at 76, Monroe 81, Seaside Heights 81, and down in Atlantic City at the Steel Pier with Dennis and Judy, it's 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey, 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.